Support for the Something Wild podcast comes, as always, from you, our listeners and subscribers, and from Prescott Farm Environmental Education Center, exploring and preserving the natural world one adventure at a time. Open year-round with public programs, trails and natural playscape, vacation camps, and fledglings nature-based preschool. PrescottFarm.org.
It was 20 years ago.
Did you know that one of the most exciting events of the year is going on right now? It's happening all around us, gaining strength day by day. Hi, I'm Rosemary Conroy.
One of Something Wild's first hosts, Rosemary, encouraged us to go outside and look and listen for the early signs of spring.
The days are getting longer. The birds are singing again. Winter is almost over.
And with that, New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR took our first tentative steps on a journey that would take listeners on weekly outdoor adventures all over the state. I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
And I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon. And this is still Something Wild. In 20 years, we've covered a lot of ground. Rosemary walked us through the finer details of forest succession.
When a tree falls in a forest, the gap it leaves doesn't last very long. Understory shrubs and young saplings quickly take advantage of the sunlit openings. This helps create diversity in a forest, thereby attracting a wider variety of wildlife.
And co-host Ian McLeod exposed us to birds' winter survival strategies.
Most birds survive the night by tucking their legs under them, finding a spot in dense vegetation to block the wind, and shivering. Yes, shivering. Many birds use this technique to keep their body temperature at their usual levels.
We talked with Ian recently about Something Wild's guiding principles in its early days.
We were very much focusing on the wildlife, the natural history of New Hampshire and sort of what was in people's backyards and what they could see if they took a hike and really raising awareness about that. And I think we've achieved that.
And those are still our guiding principles, whether we're taking you into a turkey vulture cave in South Sutton
or tagging along with a scientist making her phenology rounds in Deering. Something Wild is all about helping you recognize that nature is all around us.
And we do it every week.
It's amazing if you think about how many episodes there have been. That's a lot of broadcasting, a lot of topics that we covered.
By our count, more than 850 pieces in 20 years.
Today, we're talking about slugs.
The pink lady slipper.
Bats are the only mammal capable of true flight.
Today's focus is on one of the smaller life forms you can find in the state, cyanobacteria.
The infamous goat suckers.
I'm talking about ferns, man.
Purple loosestrife is a tall, spiky plant.
The answer is the porcupine.
Snapping turtle.
Tide pools are miniature windows into the ocean ecosystem.
Ian and Rosemary and Scott Fitzpatrick. These hosts left big shoes to fill and also crafted a legacy that has continued to drive the project.
One of the changes we made a few years ago was expanding each week's story from 2 minutes to about four.
This allowed us to dig a little deeper into our topics, so we could do more than just review animal IDs, feeding and mating habits.
It's allowed us to incorporate other voices in the form of biologists from around the state to discuss species, like when Chris Shadler related the story of a wild canine sighting in Portsmouth.
And obviously, this is a coyote right in the midst of these people crossing the street on a green light, just like all ethical coyotes do. Mm. And off it went.
Or when Ben Killam set a scene in a forest.
And you came across the female black bear and her cubs were already up a tree and she false charges you. I mean, she rushes at you, swats the ground, expels a big blast of air. Your bodily fluids begin to loosen up a little bit. She sees you as the aggressor, and all she wants to do is delay confrontation long enough for communication to take place.
And he explained how to de-escalate that situation.
You never know what you're going to learn when you tune in each Friday, but I think we can guarantee it's going to be, well, something wild. I'm Chris Martin.
I'm Dave Anderson. Our producer is Andrew Perella.
Thanks also to producers past, Shay Zeller, Lisa Peaks, Rick Ganley, Ross Boyd, and Logan Shannon.
And to past hosts and writers, Rosemary Scott and Ian, Miranda Levin, Julie Klett, and Francie Von Mertens.
And a big thanks to you, our listeners, for whom we do all this.
Something Wild is and has been for 20 years a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Everyone could do with a bit of Irish luck now and again, which is why you should support NHPR today. When you do, you'll get not one, but two chances to win a trip to Dublin, Ireland, courtesy of Milne Travel American Express. That's two chances to see the brilliant Cliffs of Moher, stroll through St. Stephen's Green, or drink in some knowledge at the Old Jameson Distillery. The lucky winner will be picked on St. Paddy's Day, but you can increase your odds now with your gift today at nhbr.org.